A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Moed Katan 21b, pagination 42. About the middle of the page, the first word on the line is Viraminhu, and then we begin Hamotzei Es Chaveiro. The case that we're dealing with is belated comforting a mourner. So, usually the case would be that if a person has a loss, lo aleinu, so the friends, relatives will show up to the shiva house to pay a shiva visit and express their condolences and their hope for comfort. If, however, the person is only a distant acquaintance or a person in the community that really doesn't have much to do with this person who's the mourner, so it's possible that he didn't go to the shiva, and he doesn't encounter him until later. In the words of the Gemara, he finds him in the marketplace. What is appropriate to say or not say? So the Gemara tells us, Hamotzeis chaveiro ovel besoch lamid yom, medabri mo tanchumin. If a person finds his fellow of avelus, of mourning, and it's within 30 days, then he should speak words of comfort, full-fledged, depending on the situation, but you could actually grab a chat and discuss the loss of a parent, a sibling, etc. You would actually express words of comfort similar to the shiva. Ve'ena shoel b'shlomo, and you don't greet the person in the conventional way of shalom aleichem, greetings to you. La'achar lamed yom, after 30 days, shoel b'shlomo ve'ena medaber imo tanchumin. After 30 days, you would greet him normally, and you would not express words of consoling, where you actually, like the shiva house, mention the person and try to memorialize them. You wouldn't go ahead and do that. Later on, the Gemara will say that there is the ability to gently use the word tisnecham, I heard about your loss, may you be comforted. But not to invoke memories purposely. We'll see why not. Mesa ishto, if the mourner is in mourning for the loss of his wife. V'nasa isha acheres, if he married another woman already, ena rashe likonis levesa ledabe imo tanchumen, you can't walk into his house and start speaking words of comfort about his first wife. Matzo bashuk, but if you find him in the marketplace independent of his current wife, oma la besafa rafa v'kovid rosh, you could say something, but it has to be very level-headed with well-chosen words. Apparently, the person, even though he remarried because he had to, whatever stresses existed, discussed in Shulchan Aruch, but he's still within range to offer him comfort on his first wife, and you're allowed to do that. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought that if he didn't marry a second woman, so what is the limit regarding a spouse that you greet them with the full type of nechama? So the halacha is gimel regalim, for 3 yamim tovim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, in whatever order it is, but 3 yamim tovim. The Gemara continues and clarifies this, that Avel Soch Lamid, a mourner within 30 days, is referring to regular relatives, not father-mother. Father-mother have a more lengthy mourning period, and in their case, it wouldn't be a 30-day demarcation, that before that you offer nechama comfort, and after that you offer greetings. But if it's a parent, the demarcation would be at Yud Beis Chodesh, 12 months. If you'll drop down about 5 lines further on the page, the first word on the line again is Veraminhu, and the Gemara tells us Hamotzeis Chavero Evel Besoch Yud Beis Chodesh. If you find your fellow in mourning within 12 months, Midaber Imotan Chumin, so then you greet him with words of comfort. Ve'enishol B'Shlomo, you don't greet him conventionally with Shalom Aleichem. After 12 months, you greet him normally and you don't invoke words of comfort. But you're allowed, you're supposed to speak backhanded. You don't invoke the memory of the person, but minatzad, you mention that you're aware. So there's a certain bonding emotionally and intellectually. Reb Meir explains, what's the problem over here of going into full-fledged comfort after the demarcation time? If a person greets his fellow after 12 months with words of comfort, what's he like? Like a person who broke his leg and it already healed. And a doctor finds him and says, come to me. I wish I would have been around when you broke your foot so that I could have healed it. Shani shovra ve'erpoeno, and now I'll break it so that I can heal it. So that you'll know that my healing methods are so good. Likewise over here, a person finds a mourner, but he's late. The man already overcame his grief. He's moving along. And he comes, oh, I wish I would have been there by the Shiva. You know, this is what I would have said. I would have mentioned how difficult the loss is. And then I would have said, and he tries to bring the comfort. It's like the broken leg that's already healed, and now you're breaking it again just so that you should show that you know how to do a mitzvah. You're a big tzaddik. You're an expert. You're a good doctor. So we don't need that. So it's assumed that after 30 days for a relative and after 12 months for a parent, that the person has already dealt with their grief on some level. And min hastam, the assumption is that to start reopening the wounds is inappropriate. What could be done is, as we described, min hatzad, backhanded. Which Rashi defines as Omer lo tisnechom. He says to him, may you be comforted, ve'eno maskir shem hames. But he doesn't mention the name of the deceased. He doesn't start invoking in order to activate the grief once again. We found this similar concept in the halacha, shelo la'orer al meso kodem aregel, not to invoke the memory of the deceased before a holiday. In other words, if the family already has come to terms, then to do a new memorial service that invokes crying and invokes grief before the holiday is inappropriate. But we mentioned over there that if they're still dealing with the grief, such as if the person passed away close to the holiday, so then there's nothing wrong with trying to bring about the process of avel, of mourning. But what's being described over here in this tremendous illustration of Reb Meir is that after a certain point, invoking it just so that you can do the mitzvah of consolation is inappropriate. For regular relatives, assumed to be 30 days. For parent, assumed to be 12 months. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.